The VA and DOD have for years moved more non-billable data than any two healthcare organizations on the planet, but now we want to include the care that is done outside. So early this year, end of January, we had our first VLER pilot test. That was in Southern California, and that was between Kaiser Permanente in Southern California, the VA and DOD. Recently, back in August timeframe, we had our second part of that pilot where VA, DOD, and commercial civilian hospitals in Virginia, we all got together and we are also sharing data. Now, it's early in its fruition because people are beginning to understand that healthcare data is not yet saved between disparate systems in a standard format. So one of the things that the virtual lifetime electronic record and the Nationwide Health Information Network are doing are bringing together this data into a standard set that can be shared, as we refer to it as a common dial tone that we can all then connect into. So it doesn't matter who the maker of your cell phone is, you can pick up your cell phone regardless of the manufacturer and talk to someone else on another phone. I think the goal for the Nationwide Health Information Network, in one of its goals, is to be able to create that common dial tone. So we now have seen that come to fruition down in the Tidewater area for us. Now, we're sharing just a few data sets at this point. There's different sort of standard documents that we're all hoping to share. The first ones that we're sharing, share 5-7 pieces of data sets. And then we have committees that helps discuss what will be the next set of data that we will share. So we start at the base, the most important data that a clinician would want when a patient comes in, and that's, you know, allergies, patient's name, demographics, those sort of things, medications that they're on, past medical history, things that really will determine in the first few seconds how that patient needs to be addressed, in certainly in an acute setting or an outpatient setting. And then we'll begin to build upon that as the years go on.
Now, the VA recently awarded a contract to a commercial company that is the same company that developed the Kaiser Permanente record. Now, that's what VA did. So can we take an event like that as an indication that the commercial market for standard products that are interoperable is actually being developed, that's actually starting to become in place?
I mean, I think what we're going to see is currently, from what we've seen, the commercial market is on different standards. So, you know, we'll go back in time. Someone's on VHS, someone's on Betamax, someone's on Blu-ray, and someone's on disc. But I believe the federal government at this point is at a unique moment in time to be able to help move the entire commercial space into a standardized into standardized data so that we can freely communicate. So I think, you know, we've seen the VA and DOD moving to share even more data. You know, we share millions of patients every day. When patients get out of the DOD, all of their data is moved over to the VA, and then day to day we share patients together, and that data is moved back and forth. What we really want to be able to do now is go out into the commercial space, so the civilian world, where many of our patients are seen, and be able to bring that data back in. But if you look at the numbers that are out there right now, only, you know, 7 to 17% of the civilian practices have a full electronic health record. So there's multiple moving parts right now, multiple variables, and, you know, I think there's some policies out now for meaningful use that have incentives built into them up front, and then down the line have penalties for not having a certified electronic health record. The DOD and VA have had electronic health records for decades now. So really, it's the civilian community catching up to their federal partners and being able to share that data. And I believe there's policies and procedures and payments in place that will help move that forward. So we're all very excited.
We're speaking with Captain Michael S. Wiener. He is the director of the Electronic Health Records Way Ahead program. That's part of military health. Is it fair to say that you expect the commercial developers to adopt the standards that have been in place and take those back to the commercial field so that, for example, when a soldier becomes a veteran, he may be accessing health care that's outside of VA, but you would still need interoperability for whatever healthcare organization he or she is using.
What we're seeing on the outside is meaningful use. So will commercial vendors move towards that? You know, I think in all likelihood, that's where the advantage is, because physician offices, hospitals will buy products, if everything continues on track, buy products that are certified through HHS, Office of the National Coordinator, and the certifying bodies that they've addressed. So a provider will want to use a certified product, and part of that certified product will be the ability to ultimately share that data. So I think, again, we are right on the cusp of that with dollars, with resources, with policy, and, you know, I think what we all know in our heart to be the right thing. So I think that's what we're going to see over the next, you know, 2 to 5 years as we all go down this journey together.
So what's your hope for 2011 with respect to electronic health records in the military and with VA?
I think our goal is to keep on the track that we are, to continue to share data, continue to be able to give our men and women who wear the cloth of the nation today and have worn the cloth of the nation the best quality care. And as part of that, that is to make sure that the data that is done in one system or the other is available to the providers throughout their health care.